TESS provided continuous high-cadence long baseline photometry for hundreds of thousands of stars, enabling detailed time-domain studies of exoplanetary systems. During the two-year primary mission, we embarked on a wide-ranging systematic phase curve analysis of both known targets and newly discovered systems. Visible wavelength phase curves of planetary systems contain contributions from several different physical processes. Over the course of its orbit, a planet's observed brightness varies due to the changing viewing geometry, which is referred to as the atmospheric brightness modulation. In transiting systems, the decrease in flux when the planet passes behind the star is a secondary eclipse depth, which provides the total relative flux of the planet's dayside hemisphere. Meanwhile, the star-planet gravitational interaction produces a modulation at the first harmonic of the orbital frequency that stems from the tidal bulge raised on the star's surface by the orbiting companion, a process known as ellipsoidal distortion. Additionally, the planet-induced Doppler shifting of the star's spectrum creates photometric variations that are synchronous with the radial velocity signal. To see all of these phase curve components in action, we can turn to the first phase curve published from TESS. Here we see the systematics-corrected phase-folded binned light curve of the WASS-18 system. We measured a secondary eclipse depth of roughly 340 ppm. In addition, we detected phase curve signals attributed to all three phase curve components, shown separately by the solid dash and dotted blue curves. From the atmospheric brightness modulation signal, we found that the flux from the night side of WASS-18b is consistent with zero and did not obtain a statistically significant phase shift. Phase shifts have been detected on other planets and indicate an offset dayside hotspot due to super-rotating equatorial winds. These two results combined suggest very inefficient day-night heat recirculation in the planet's atmosphere. Another highlight from the primary mission is our phase curve analysis of KELT-9. The strong rotational deformation of the host star and the unusual orbit lead to a highly asymmetric transit light curve, which was analyzed separately in a paper led by John Ahlers. The figure here shows the remainder of the full orbit phase curve. The second plot breaks down the various harmonic modes of the KELT-9 phase curve. The top panel shows the fundamental of the orbital phase, which consists of the high signal-to-noise atmospheric brightness modulation with a small but statistically significant eastward offset in the dayside hotspot of roughly 5 degrees. In the bottom panel, we've plotted the combined measured first harmonic modulation with a solid curve, with the expected ellipsoidal distortion signal shown with a dashed curve. The offset is significant and unexpected. In the third plot, we see the result when removing the expected ellipsoidal distortion variation from the measured first harmonic modulation in red. To explain the presence of this additional signal, we considered the unusual polar orbit and the strong rotational deformation of the host star, which causes time-varying irradiance of the planet over the course of its orbit. This modeled irradiance signal is shown in blue, and has a phase alignment that is very similar to the observed signal. For further support of this hypothesis, we turn to the recently published Spitzer phase curve of KELT-9b, which also displays an extra first harmonic modulation, shown in green. The phase alignment of this signal is nearly identical to the anomaly detected in the test data. Throughout the primary mission, we detected secondary eclipses and/or phase curve signals for 18 previously known targets, as well as at least 5 newly discovered systems. A summary of the Year 1 results has been published, while the Year 2 study has been accepted and is currently in press. Perhaps the most important contribution from our TESS phase curve study comes from capitalizing on the synergy with previously published Spitzer secondary eclipses. By including infrared flux measurements, we can break the degeneracy between thermal emission and reflected starlight at short wavelengths, allowing for self-consistent constraints on the dayside blackbody brightness temperature and geometric albedo. Below is a plot of the visible geometric albedos as a function of dayside temperature for the targets analyzed in the primary mission. We also include analogously derived albedos for Corot and Kepler planets. The notable feature is a tentative positive correlation between temperature and albedo for planets with dayside temperatures between roughly 1500 and 3000 Kelvin. Such a trend is quite surprising, as no known condensate clouds can form across the dayside at the upper end of this temperature range. While partial cloud coverage may still be feasible, another possible explanation is additional thermal emission from high temperature opacity sources such as TIO. Furthermore, strongly non-isothermal TP profiles can result in biases in inferred albedos when assuming a blackbody. Further work is needed to confirm this emergent trend and help better understand the implications in the context of atmospheric chemistry. Looking to the near future, the extended mission will revisit all of these systems, providing higher precision on the fitted phase curve parameters. In addition, some of the cases that had marginal phase curve detections during the primary mission will soon have robust fits. We predict that the extended mission will more than double the yield of test phase curve detections. Crucially, the improvements to signal-to-noise may help solidify the apparent trend in geometric albedo and enable more incisive atmospheric characterization for many systems. We will also be able to look for signs of atmospheric variability, which has been suggested from prior modeling of hot Jupiters. Lastly, these results can serve as a springboard for future emissions spectroscopy with instruments like HST and JWST, which will shed light on the detailed atmospheric characteristics of these planets.